It's late October. Am I the only one who's already thinking about 2025? Hey, good morning. This is Bradley Schraub and our We Possible podcast and YouTube channel and Thursday Thunder. Every single week, bringing you the thunder after the lightning strikes earlier in the week. Am I the only one thinking of 2025? I don't know about you, but I kind of feel like this year's over. I don't know. I've got two full months. I've got a bit of a crazy couple months coming up, very different than normal, but I don't know. I always think of October and what's 2025 going to be. So on that note, I got two popular comments during my One program, O-N-E, and one was, how can you help me discover my one word for the year? And then the second one was, like, I did a program, a live program in, I think it was May or June, and people said, hey, this is awesome, and I would like it again before the new year. So I think the One program is very much a sort of end of year, new year event. So if I'm not the only one thinking of the coming year, and you are thinking of the coming year, and you'd like a little jump start on on the coming year, feel free to join me. I have two new tools to help you discover your one word for the year. And not only with words, but the second tool that I'm going to create today for you. I'm literally inspired by talking about it right now. I've been thinking about it. You know, I talk a lot about the invitation and the trigger, and the catalyst. So what makes things happen? What happens that makes other things happen? Like, what is the cause and effect? And can you cause an effect, right? So here's my invitation to you to get a jump start on the next year and clarity for your upcoming year is to come join us at the online program of One. You can find it at, I'm going to give you a URL here. I'll put it down below, but it's U, like the letter U, like university, u.repossible.com/P/ONE. I think P is for program. u.repossible.com/P/ONE. Come check us out. Come check out the online program to get clarity on your coming year. Now, let me briefly describe these two new tools I've created. I created one last week, and the other one I'm going to create today, because, again, I'm inspired. And I hope that my inspiration seeps into your inspiration and gets you thinking about the coming year and also get a jump on it with these two tools I'm going to be offering today. Now, they're both going to be part of the One program. They already are. And so the first one is a mind map. Now, if you're not familiar with mind maps, they're basically, if you think of like an old school organizational chart, sort of a hierarchy of ideas. And my favorite part about mind maps is the drag and drop. So you can have an idea and you can organize them to really get to your main idea and drag and drop and put this one on top of that one and that one over to the left of this one and below over here. No, you know what? This idea is actually a bigger idea and that goes on top of that idea. But what I'm really thinking about is this even bigger idea. And I find that when you visually play with words like that in a sort of organizational sense and also hierarchical game, in effect, then it helps you get clarity on what you're really talking about. I often talk about supermarkets and how, okay, there's an apple. Well, an apple is food. It's in the supermarket. Well, it's really in the fruits and vegetables. It's even in the fruits department, and the fruits department is in the fruits and vegetables department. And that's in the fresh department. And that's in the, so you can keep narrowing down. And then the apple, you can get even more specific. Well, it's, what kind of apple? Is it a green apple or a red apple? Or maybe a yellow apple? Maybe it's a Granny Smith. So is it sour? Is it sweet? So this is about an apple. But what if it's your idea for next year? And then what is, where are you really, what resonates with you? So speaking of resonating, that we come to the second tool. And the second tool is how can I explain this? I'm using AI, and it's an image generator. And I used this for a speech I did this year in Dublin, Ireland. And it was sort of decision-making and how we make decisions. And the decision-making process, the way I see it is we have three decision-making centers in ourselves. We have our mind, our heart, and our gut. And I have created sort of characters for these three, for me, and you have them too. You also have three. Like my mind is named Martin, and my heart is named Henri, sometimes called Henri. See, he's kind of French and he can't say the letter H. He's very cool and suave and loving and from Paris. And the gut is Go, G-E-A-U. He would spell it G-O, but he's sort of got influenced by Henri, who wants to spell it, you know, the French way because he's sophisticated. Go is not sophisticated. He's your gut. He's your gut reaction. So these three characters really came to life for me as I put together this presentation and described how we make decisions. So these three characters are going to help you with your word. And also, by the way, this is related to the organizational chart because that's how the organizational chart is organized, with mind, heart, and gut. And then we're going to talk about verbs, nouns, and adjectives for different types of words. I'm going to help you create these characters and then even give them a visual representation. So we're going to be using an AI tool called Leonardo. It's free to use up to certain limits. And I'm going to help you create these characters. And so you can kind of bring them to life. And when you bring them to life, when you give them sort of a visual, sort of a personality, then they can help you choose your word. So for example, Martin, he's like the brains of the operation, literally. He's the brains of the operation. He's the accountant. He's the German guy or Dutch guy. He's very serious and logistical and rational and practical. And so he's going to come up with words like, you know, finance, you know, finance, or, you know, tax organization. I mean, that's my word for 2025. I don't think so there, Martin. Whereas Henri is, he's all about the love. You know, he's French, he's passionate. And so he's going to come up with love words. His word is probably going to be love. His word probably every single year is love. Okay, that's great. But, you know, like Go is going to say like, dude. Go is very like Californian bro, dude, surfer. Just like, let's just get down to it and make a decision and let's just have some lunch. Right, so he's also very practical, but he's gut feeling, right? Like he's gonna get it done though. Go get it done. Henri might waffle and talk about love and philosophy, and you know he's beautiful and all, but he might not get a job done. So that's where Go comes in, and Martin sort of keeps him in line. So as you can see, these three guys for me, and they're my guys. You have your own guys, so I'm gonna help you create these three guys for your own persona, and these three decision-making centers make up who you are. And I will share with you the three images that I've created, and I will help you create three of your own to help you make decisions. And one of the decisions to make at the end of 2024 is to find your word for 2025. I'm going to wrap this up for this Thursday. Thank you very much for listening or watching on the YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, I am blasting with content and membership and having a great time over there on YouTube. Or if you're on the podcast, thanks for listening. Feel free to give me a review on the podcast app of your choice. And I'm here every single week. And you know, that's a Martin decision. He's here every week for me. And he just makes me do this every week, and then I'm happy about it. So like Henri's like, oh, every week, you know, every other week is fine too, you know. So all right, enough babbling from those guys. They're already in my head. They want me to get going on this project, so I'm going to create that for you today, and I'll have a link below. All right, check it out. Have a great week. Thanks for watching and listening. Bye for now.